Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we research teen culture so you can focus on connection. I'm Carly Duke, and I'm here with Caleb and Tobin. And we have a fun episode coming for you. We're going to hit some kind of rapid trends, some terms, and also introducing the new version of ChatGPT that is coming out by OpenAI. And then we also wanted to go over some summer ideas, kind of some ideas to help you connect with teens and, I don't know, fill their summer with fun. And then we also have an announcement at the end. So stay tuned because that's going to be exciting too. But let's kick it off, Tobin, with some of our favorite trends.
Yeah. So we have some terms. We did some terms a couple weeks ago, and we have some terms again today. I feel like every time we do this, this is an ever-changing, rapid climate of things. I actually talked to my son about these last night, my teenage son, because and he was like, please stop talking. Please don't say those words. Like, which always makes me want to do it more, because it makes him uncomfortable.
Well, and I will say, as we get into these terms, we're not necessarily telling them to you so you will use them. I mean, you can. But sometimes it's also nice if you hear them to know what they mean.
Yeah. So the first one is the word hard, like that goes hard, or man, he balled out hard. I hear this a lot in like music, especially. So my interpretation, again, this is old man interpretation of that word, is that goes really awesomely.
Sure.
Like a lot of music gets categorized as that, man, that song goes hard or whatever. But that's one that I hear a lot of teenage boys using a lot.
I hear that too for like clothing.
Yeah.
Or like fashion of like, ooh, those shoes are hard.
Yeah. Like, where there's like, they don't go, it's just, that's hard. Where it's like,
yeah,
almost like that's tough is another one that's used of like,
yeah,
man, that's, that looks, yeah, really,
tough's a good example.
Yeah. Ooh. That's super cool. Or
like, or more like, yeah, you look tough. You know, it's tough. Okay.
Yeah.
More than cool. It's like, oh, okay, this guy, let's not mess with this guy because he's stripped out. Yeah. He's mogging on everybody. We covered that in an old one.
Another one that I hear all the time is bruh or vro, which is a new one, which is like a.
I haven't heard. I thought you typo. Typo.
No, that's real.
I've heard that.
Like
one.
It's
vro.
My wife, I don't know if y'all saw that. That there's that one teacher, high school teacher, that is gone viral for like he'll do. It's essentially a skit of what teaching in his class is like, and he has the kids' permission, and it's always satirical, but like he did like a rundown of, these are the kind of emails that you send me, and my wife was like, oh my gosh, I need to do this in my class, because he gets caught. He said that everybody, he's like, I'm not your bruh or your vro or your bra or whatever, and so and he's like, that's inappropriate and I don't like it, please stop calling me all those things. And it's like, because that's like my own son will be like, bro. And I'm like, I'm not your bro. Like, I'm your dad. Like, I don't know why that I get so old man grumpy about that, but I do.
Hey, like, it feels like when a girlfriend calls you buddy. Like, what?
Ooh, that's
like,
good.
Like, we moved past buddy. Like, I'm not your buddy.
Or like, dude. Like, if your wife or girlfriend says, hey, dude, you're like, what? Like, hang and on. So that means like you're in trouble, probably. That's probably why we feel that way. But yeah. Yeah, those are two that are going on, but this is not really a term. It's more of a trend that's going around. But I feel like this has been around a long time. This is originally a Reddit, like an original Reddit thing, but it's AITA, or am I the booty hole? You know, like it's like whatever.
That's worse. Know, that's worse.
Is it worse? Okay. It. Yeah. So am I the cuss word? Like, basically. And it's just a trend of someone lays a proposition out there and they're asking a group of people, am I the jerk in this situation? And like, you know, it's a lot of like, I've seen it in a nicer term of like, am I the Karen, you know, like in that kind of situation. So, which, man, I feel bad for Karen, like people who are named Karen at this point, it's kind of hard, but
that's can't fair. Change that.
So it's basically, if you laid out the, I'm trying to think of it. This is off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of an example. Okay, this happened to me the other day. We were out to eat, and I don't know what happened. We were at a local restaurant, and the waiter brought my 5-year-old son an adult meal, like the adult version of what was on the kids meal. And I was like, oh, cool. He's giving him extra food. And then when the check came, I was like, oh, no, he charged me for the adult meal that my 5-year-old child only ate like a quarter of. And so if I were to bring this to the Reddit thread or TikTok and be like, am I the jerk for saying, hey, bro, like, hey, bro, like, you can't charge me for an adult meal that I get that they prepared an adult meal and they brought out an adult meal and like technically it was used, but this dude's 5, like you right. should have never thought that was the right amount of food for a 5-year-old. So that would be an example of bringing a am I the jerk, you know, thing to the table. Do y'all ever see any of these or have any experience with these?
I see these all the time.
Yeah. And there will be like even streamers that will like just straight up go to Reddit and go to the AITA like Reddit thread and then just read them off and then we'll give their pass their judgment on it. So it's like mainly seen there, but it's super interesting because also a lot of them are like for sure fake. I'm like, there's no way this happened. Like there's no way, but people will just say come up with stories to get clicks or to get you know, views. So as is the thing in social media.
Well, and that's what I agree, Tobin, that mostly is in the terms of like, hey, I'm about to tell a story and I was probably a jerk here, but I'm gonna say it with this acronym. But I feel like it's being thrown around a lot more right now. But this isn't new, but I'm just seeing it a ton. It's all over TikTok. It's all over, like you said, Reddit, Facebook. People are posting these. So
yeah,
it's a trend right now.
So speaking of trends, Carly, you are the ChatGPT expert of the podcast. Why don't you tell us about the new version of ChatGPT?
Right. So they are releasing GPT-4.0, I believe is how you would say that. And it's the new model by OpenAI. This made me laugh, and I probably won't read all of it, but I asked ChatGPT to explain it to like... in the context of teenagers, like two adults, so that they could kind of get a grasp of what it is. And it was hilarious. But this is what ChatGPT said about itself. It says, imagine having a super smart friend who knows a lot about almost everything. That's kind of what GPT-4.0 is. It's a computer program that's been trained on tons of information like books, websites, conversations, so it can understand and respond to questions and conversations in a helpful way. And so it says that it can help with homework, or if you want to learn something new, it can provide answers and explanations. But then it also like kind of gave a warning, which is hilarious. It says, but like a friend, it's important for your teenager to use GPT-4.0 responsibly. They should understand that while it's really smart, it's not a real person, it's a computer program. So they should always fact check the information.
Okay.
I appreciated that little...
There you go.
Tag on ChatGPT. But what's interesting and what I'm seeing is for a long time, you've been able to pay $20 a month to get the plus version of ChatGPT and get more function. And with this new rollout, you get more as a free user now. So some of the stuff that was available only if you paid, now you can get for free. But they're rolling it out in the coming weeks. So like when I'm logging into mine, I can't get the new one yet. And so I think that's slow. I think plus users can already get the new one, but the free, they're rolling out. But if you use it for free, you're just limited to a certain number of responses per day, and then it will switch back to the old version so you can keep going, but you won't have the new stuff. But the new one like can do videos, images, like they're moving.
I've seen a video of one of the things that they're rolling out like on Twitter and stuff is these examples of how to use it. And one of them is like a guy preparing for an interview. So he pulls up his phone, basically, and the ChatGPT is streaming the video, and he's asking, hey, I'm getting ready for an interview, like, how do I look? And it's like, oh, hey, Dave, and like, it's talking to him, because it's like an AI-generated voice as well, along with the prompts. And so he's just talking to it, doesn't have to type anything in, and it's like, hey, man, like, you know, you look good, you know, the shirt looks great, but like, you know, Maybe let's get to working on fixing your hair. And it was really interesting because it wasn't like, hey, man, your hair looks gross. It was like very politely saying your hair, maybe sweep it over a little bit. Right. And it was just it's crazy. So, I mean, even with some of that stuff, it's kind of like it's obviously a video from them. So how accurate that tech is going to be whenever it reaches us is to be seen, but it's still, it's what they're promising. So.
Well, they're saying things like it will be able to flirt or kind of like give nuances that it hasn't before, which is kind of creepy. But I did see like it's some of the stuff it's going to be able to do is really cool. Like it said that you can upload a picture of a menu in a different language. It will translate that for you and it will also give you recommendations. Like that's some crazy stuff. Nice. Or that you can like, if you're at a sporting event and you turn the video on, it will explain the rules of the sport that you're watching and like kind of give you commentary on what's happening.
I mean, my beef with this stuff is always like what they say it should be used for is all great stuff, but what it's actually used for is cheating and very inappropriate things. So like I wish there was a way for them to kind of, I don't know, like block or have guidelines on like, no, I cannot do that. But even Siri has things where it's like, no, I cannot do that for you. Or like, I mean, like because I think I've seen videos of people trying to get Siri to like say inappropriate things or like cuss at them or whatever, and she won't do it. Like there needs to be some sort of like governor of no, you cannot make an inappropriate video of a celebrity, or like, no, you cannot have it cheat on a test or whatever it may be.
Yeah, like, I don't know that these will put out videos. It will only watch and talk about your videos and pictures. Yeah. So this isn't creating videos, but there are like add-ons that you can get to do that. But that's not what this is necessarily talking about. But you're totally right. If you're using it in the wrong way, you can get in a lot of trouble. But we talked a few weeks ago about like learning disorders. There's some really cool stuff that if you can say, hey, I need you to explain this to me in a different way, or you could have it read you stuff. Like there's going to be some really cool capabilities, translation, all this stuff that teenagers, I think, are going to be able to use to help them. Because one of the prompts when I log in right now is like, explain this to a kindergartner, which is my son. So I'm like, if I'm like looking at a prompt going, I don't know what this means, and I can type it in and say, now explain this to a kindergartner, and it can like do that for my son. That's really cool.
But that's I mean, I think the cheating, everything still stands. And like to teens, don't do it. Okay, you'll probably get caught because the teachers are also getting better at it. I saw an example of someone that said, had written this whole paper and then the conclusion was like, here is where you will conclude your thoughts in this paper. And it was just very much a prompt. And the teacher's like, well, like, okay. That's and awesome. I get you're stressed and like it's a tool to be used, but man, just don't copy paste, right? Like use it as a launching point. Like Tobin said, there's great places to start and to use it and to find places in it, but don't use it so much like a crutch where you can't function without it because you'll be set behind. But right now we're going to move into our summer fun list. Just some ideas for the summer to help you connect with your teen, to just kind of give you some ideas to fill the long time. But also summer's getting shorter, I feel like.
It feels
to be
that
fair
way
too, because I mean like I have students that like their band camp picks up in like mid-July. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, my son's is July 22nd.
You have a month of summer. Anyways, so let's make the most of this time by giving you some ideas. First one, outdoor movie night. You don't even have to like get those big inflatable projectors. You can just probably find on Amazon one of those pull-down projectors that you can set up.
You've even gone too far. Go to Walmart and get a giant king-size white sheet.
Yeah.
And just staple it to the side of your house. Like,
yeah.
I mean, for real. I've done that. Like, yeah. Or tape, whatever. I don't know. Like,
and projectors, like, they do have there's a high ceiling, but there's also a low floor. So they're not too crazy.
Well, I know around us too, like there's, what's it called? The rooftop movie club or something like that, where you can like, it's a movie theater that's on a rooftop, or sometimes like botanical garden type places will have movie nights where you can go do that with friends. And that's just a cool way to do something different.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. So another idea that I had is I'm going to label this as like start a fight. But I had a friend that used to do birthday parties, and we would do food fights for her birthday parties, which is super gross.
That sounds miserable.
But also,
how did they set it? Okay, explain to me how they set it up to make it an easy cleanup, because that sounds terrible.
We did it outside. You would lay tarps down. It smelled so bad by the end. I will not lie. But they would lay tarps down, and they had like buckets of things like mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, like easy things to throw. And you would have to stay on the tarp, and you'd just be cut. Flour, I think we would do. You'd just be covered. So I'm not saying that this is like an everyday thing, but something like if you've always, when you watch movies, people start food fights all the time, and that's not a reality. And so it was kind of fun to live that out and actually like chunk some mashed potatoes at someone.
Yeah.
But like water balloon fights, Nerf wars are really
Nerf wars are good right now.
And that's an easy thing that like, it's not like paintball where someone might get hurt or you have to have like skills for, but I've seen people do them even at paintball places where it has all the things that you can hide behind.
Even for some youth events I've done, you can get the powder paint on like Amazon fairly cheap and do like powder paint fight. And then like, even what we would do is like set up tarps, and you can get those fairly cheap on Amazon too, and do like slip and slide kickball to help wipe the paint off, and then also have some more fun. So, there's some ideas like that.
Powder paint.
Mm-hmm. Shaving cream fights. You can get like Gillette has like their super cheap stuff that like burns the skin. So you want to make sure you get it off you pretty quick, because who knows what's in that.
Do not let that dry on your skin.
Yeah, shaving cream and food coloring is always a good one. Yeah.
Good one. Make sure you get it off quick though.
Are you guys, so you could also do a themed snack party? Are you guys like big, I'm big on snacks. I don't really care about themes, but any themed snack parties that y'all have, like anything maybe like
there's an idea that I've been trying like to do, to get friends together to do, but it's such an undertaking because of how long the movies are, but you can theme to movies. Okay. So I saw a TikTok where like someone was watching through all the Lord of the Rings. And they would like have themes. So they'd have like first breakfast, secondsies, like lunch. And so you'd like theme a like whole around.
Weekend, Caleb.
Yeah, I know. Cause like, especially if you watch the extended versions, you're like 14 hours in.
I was gonna say that is a solid 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. But like, you make a day of it, right? You can like movie marathon, like come up with, you know, like even for like Star Wars, like the blue milk. Just put blue food coloring and milk and different stuff like that to kind of theme around and combine watching a movie with some fun food as well.
One TikTok trend that's going around right now is the candy salad. Mm-hmm. Like, have y'all seen this? What's like someone has a giant bowl and everybody brings in their favorite like sour candy, gummy, whatever it may be. And they just basically dump it in. They say their name, they dump in their candy, and it just makes this giant, like not COVID friendly bowl of candy.
So much candy.
So, yeah, it's just, I think it's a cool idea. I think if I was a teenager, I'd be like, heck yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. You know, but
and it's as an fun adult, I'm like, all you have know. To buy is one bag of candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you get something out
you
of it.
You can show up and have fun and be a part of it without having to like plan a whole lot. And so
I also see like color food baskets or like board parties where like everyone gets a different color. So like if I have green, I'm bringing green snacks. So
I've
like,
never seen that before. That's
yeah, like the pack, like not even like the food has to be green, but like the packages are green, and I will bring like Sprite and oh gosh, now I'm like, I picked green, which is a
color.
Okay, orange. I'm going to bring Fanta and Cheetos and Cheez-Its and like stuff like that, but you can bring the goldfish. Yes, it's all in that color and everyone brings that. Or I've seen like board parties where someone will bring a breakfast board and someone will bring a Taco Bell board and everyone brings it. And then it's kind of like a potluck, but you don't have to make anything.
When you say board, I'm thinking like charcuterie. You just drop Taco Bell as a board.
Because
but you can make a charcuterie of bomb. Taco Bell and get fancy with it. All the packets. Man, I'm
there's no
seeing
world where I
want to
eat
vision.
A Taco Bell. So.
Thank you. I've you seen this on TikTok, Tobin. I did not make this up.
Tobin, you're missing.
No, I'm not saying you made it up. I just think I wasn't expecting it.
But you're also not seeing the vision either, which is another problem.
That's true. Yeah.
What a Whataburger board.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even, I just don't eat Taco Bell, which is very off brand for me. I know, but like, I just like Taco Bell's not a big player in my house. Like, I think game nights are real big. Like, my family loves that. Even the apathetic teenager every once in a while I'll sit down and get a hold of that and love it. So one thing that my family does and still does is like if you live in a city like we do, like if you're listening and you don't, like I'm sorry, but like in a city like we do, we have a lot of options around us where you can drive for 30 minutes and be in a whole different what seems like ecosystem or like you know what's the word, like economy, like different like, oh my goodness,
I'm
gracious,
loving loving brain this fart. New struggle yeah. for
completely different system of like restaurants and places to be. And so like you really can kind of take like a daycation very easily around here. Mm-hmm. So we did that one time where we went all the way to Frisco and like we even got a hotel room and just stayed up. And like, I mean, that Frisco's a solid hour away from where we're at. Yeah. And it's, everything's new up there. And it was a nice little getaway. And it wasn't mild, like it wasn't very expensive, but it was a break from the monotony of being at home mm-hmm. for all summer. And so being a tourist of your own city or an adjacent city, I think it's a really fun idea, like, especially when you have little kids too.
Yeah, but like look up a Yelp, like have your teenager do some research, look up some Yelp list of like restaurants. I'm like, I've never tried this, but it says if you're traveling to my city to try it, go try it and pretend like you don't know. I don't know that you've never lived there before. It could be cool.
Yeah.
It could also make you very mad though. Yeah, let your teens have a say in it. Yeah, like whenever I don't know if y'all follow Keith Lee, but when Keith Lee came to Texas and like DFW, like everyone that's not from here was suggesting Terry Black's, and everybody from here was like, guys, that place is overrated and not that good. Like, so, which I don't know if that's true or not. I've never been there, but like I think whenever you do like the TripAdvisor stuff for your own city, that's all the touristy spots that are not always the best. But yeah,
and one of the other things I'll say is like even in the midst of like all the summer craziness and fun, try to encourage your teens to have a break.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Even this past Wednesday, I just did rest, and it was crazy just seeing the kids like as they slowed down. They don't realize, teens, you don't realize how tired you are, and you're going so fast because that's what like school and life demands out of you. So whenever you finally have a break, make sure you're making time to actually have a break and let your body rest and everything catch up to you. Because I mean, you're going breakneck speed. And so yes, enjoy the summer, but also, man, take some time to yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so my last idea, going back to ChatGPT, because I think this would be fun. Let ChatGPT plan your day. I think put in a prompt, one that like when you log, if you haven't ever logged into ChatGPT, a lot of times it will give you idea prompts. And the one I keep getting this week, which I'm like, what do you know about me? And do you know I need this? But it's like, let me plan a mental health day for you. And I was like, oh, that sounds lovely, ChatGPT. So like, even if you're like, what Caleb is saying, like put in like, I want a day of rest, plan out a fun day of rest for a teenager and let it spit out stuff and try it. Or I live in this city or want to visit this city. Give me 4 inexpensive things to do with teenagers. And I don't know, just let ChatGPT. And that way you don't have to make decisions, but you just get to go along for the ride. Could be fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
Okay, so finally, to wrap up this podcast episode, we have some podcast changes coming and an announcement, which bittersweet because I'm partly a little sad and also excited for what's coming. But we are going to take a break for the summer. We are going to kind of use the summer to reassess because we always want to make sure that we're bringing fun things, but also resources that are going to be most helpful for the teenagers that we're serving and that we care about and who need extra support. And so the Teen Life team and Caleb are going to be talking about what that looks like moving forward. So we will be back in the fall. It might look a little different. It's still going to be in the same great place. It's still going to be great content. And we have some ideas that I'm honestly really, really excited about. But we're taking a break for the summer. So this summer, instead of listening to new weekly episodes, maybe go back into the backlog and find old episodes that you can listen to. Last summer, we did a whole series on stereotypes, if you missed that. We also interviewed different families last August. That would be a really cool series to catch up on if you're road tripping or anything like that. But also make sure that you're following us on social media, you're subscribed in your favorite podcast app, or you can even go to our website. I'll put the link in the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss it when new episodes come out because they'll just show up in your inbox.
Great.
So with that, have a happy summer. We're going to miss talking to you guys every week, but we will be back in the fall. But as you head out into the summer, we just want to challenge you once again to remember that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but let them have a summer of rest and fun and really use this time to connect with the teens in your life.